The crack of the whip rent the air. Strips of oiled leather painted bright crimson streaks across pale skin. Shockwaves originated from the impact site, then radiated through the rapt audience. Jeremy wouldn't have been surprised if the wooden bleachers they sat on tipped over since nearly all the members in attendance leaned forward in their seats. Relaxed, he reclined, slowly spinning the stem of his wine glass between his fingers. He closed his eyes. Not to avoid the scene before him, rather to savor the crisp whistle of the expertly wielded tool. It sounded again and again. Pregnant anticipation overflowed the instant before the braided Cat-O-9 connected with its target. A fit male slave's taut buttocks. Even Jeremy could appreciate the man's form, as if he were a marble statue in the Smithsonian. Except this art lived. It breathed, groaned, and screamed. The slave on the receiving end of Mistress Lily's strike jerked in the wide leather cuffs shackling him, spread-eagle, facing the dungeon wall. His fists clenched, and his toes curled where they hung 6 inches or so off the concrete floor. The man tolerated pain well. He responded beautifully, evidence of the quality of his training.